You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been about 6 months since China banned cryptocurrency mining. That's the extremely energy-intensive process where computers run complex math problems to get rewarded with cryptocurrency, such as Bitcoin. Until recently, China was the epicenter of this activity, partly because the electricity needed to run all those computers is relatively cheap there. Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent in Shanghai and joins me now to check in on where things stand after the ban. She says there are two big reasons why China's government restricted mining.
First of all, an anonymous currency really doesn't appeal to Chinese officials. They keep a very close eye on their currency and the money that's coming in and out of the country. And in September, China banned cryptocurrency transactions and prohibited opening any new mining projects in the country because reason number two, cryptocurrency mining consumes a lot of energy and it's highly polluting. And of course, China has pledged to go carbon neutral by 2060 and to also cut its energy intensity.
So does this mean that China is completely out of the crypto game?
Absolutely not. China is still the biggest manufacturer of mining equipment. Local governments are also not always that motivated to enforce the ban on cryptocurrency mining. So you have to remember a lot of this mining activity was taking place in poorer areas of China. And we've spoken to some people in the industry who have all said that, of course, there are still mining operations happening, just at a much smaller scale, while they think of the next step or sometimes where to move.
By cryptocurrency mining equipment, you don't mean like a virtual backhoe. You're talking about the computers and the fans
no.
and things.
I'm talking about very powerful computers.
We're having this discussion as COP26 is going on, the global climate conference in Scotland, which China is notably absent from. Does this move of banning mining indicate that China kind of plans to go it alone when it comes to reducing carbon emissions?
I don't think so. China sees itself as a leader. And in fact, there are people who do criticize China for pledging to go carbon neutral by 2060, a full 10 years after a lot of developed countries, including the US, have. But China says, look, we are a developing country. We have 1/6 of the per capita GDP as the US. You cannot expect us to go as fast or do the same as you do. However, of course, because the country is so massive and because China is the factory of the world, it uses up a lot of electricity. And so that's why renewable energies only take up, what, about 15%, generates 15% of the electricity right now. So that's why it's a problem, especially when it comes to cryptocurrency mining, because it was taking advantage of the cheap electricity out in these poor provinces and using up a lot and polluting in some cases.
Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent. In addition to the mining ban, China also added new restrictions on crypto trading in September. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.